Hello everyone, I believe that it's working now. We had some issues. I think Odyssey is in the middle of many programmatic changes, and so they are having issues. The first time I tried streaming, we were not receiving, but it's good now. Crazy Catman was asking, why is there no possibility to join my channel? Because it's a new option on Odyssey, support channel on a regular basis by joining them, memberships. It's not yet available for people like me who are Canadian artists. Something has to do with banks, and I think it's going to be available very soon. But don't worry if you see that all of your favorite creators have this option enabled and I don't. It's because I'm Canadian. No problem. If you want to support the show for now, you can go to Patreon, Subscribestar, and eventually it would be fun to have this join option. So Twitter people are getting exposed by Elon Musk, and it's absolutely beautiful. By the way, I've been on vacation yesterday. I needed to chill. I needed to write some of the moral signal. I'm intensively writing right now. So all day I spend in my room in the dark, just typing and thinking. It's going well. And so I missed a lot of important news regarding Twitter. It's always amazing to see where Elon Musk is headed with this. Libs of TikTok has been exposing a resurfaced video that shows just the level of lavish lifestyle that these Twitter employees were living in. Listen to this voice. Listen to the voice of the Twitter employee on this video. And tell me if you believe she has ever done programming in her life.
Welcome to a day in my life as a Twitter employee. So this past week, went to SF for the first time at a Twitter office, badged in, honestly took a moment to just soak everything in. What a blessing.
Badged in. Holy shit, this person does not know a single programmatic language.
Also started my morning off with an iced.
Oh, she started with a green smoothie. Holy shit.
Matcha from the perch. Then I had a meeting, so quickly scheduled one of these little pod rooms, which were so cool. They're literally noise canceling. Took my meeting, got ready for lunch.
Noise canceling room. High level meals just dropped publicly and collectively there. Holy shit, this is more than a five-star hotel.
Look how delicious this food looks. Oh my goodness, I was so overwhelmed. Then...
And look at this, they have a shack with wood, with actual wood slabs. That gives this feeling of a shack in the forest.
Made my way down to this log cabin area. I don't know what this is.
It's not surprising that then Elon Musk has to buy these people out. I mean, they were creating basically a high class hotel, some of the highest class I've seen. I mean, I've been around the world, I've been in top hotels, and this is something else.
But it was really cool. Quite some
little football play here.
I was with my friends to kind of unwind a bit. Also,
oh, she went to unwind in this space. Holy shit. There is a unwinding space.
I found this really cool meditation room that I thought was super neat. I didn't do any yoga, but they have this yoga.
I didn't do any yoga, but they have the option.
Room if you were a yogi, so also thought that was really cool. Had a couple more meetings in the afternoon, had a ton of...
She's having meetings. Meetings about potentially programming.
Projects that we needed to knock out. Say hi to my teammates. went to the library to kind of get some more work done. Obviously had to have our afternoon coffee, so made some espresso. And then before leaving for the day, had some red wine that's on tap.
Red wine on tap. Holy shit, these people. That's why Twitter is not evolving. That's why still as of today, when I play a Twitter video, it pauses just without me asking. Holy shit, these people, they were living as a bourgeois class, Naberius. That's exactly what it is.
Went up to the rooftop and just honestly enjoyed the...
Oh, just mini golf on the rooftop in case.
Beautiful weather. So, awesome trip.
Someone was asking, Silver Spider was saying, when the cat is away, the mice will play. I feel like an idiot for working so hard now in my life. This is not how a workplace looks like. If you want to do an intense workplace where engineers will actually think and advance, you need much less than this, because there's just too much distraction, too much social stuff. It's like a high luxury hotel. Someone was asking me, JF, thinking that extroverted people will become gay. He says, imagine thinking extroverts have gay tendencies and all gays are extroverts. What a weird take, JF. This is a misrepresentation of my take. My take has been that I have seen a friend who has gone through the extrovert to gay pipeline. And that is a single story. I don't know about the stats of it, but it is my impression when I saw my friend develop, when my childhood friend, the guy I was hanging out from end of elementary school to beginning of high school with, this guy started by being just extroverted and eventually became femininely extroverted and eventually became gay. That's all I know. It's a single story. You do what you want with this. You do what you want with this. Maybe you'll say a single story. That's below my threshold for trusting anything. And so you can discard it in full. But I've been traumatized. I've been traumatized because there's not many friendships I've had in my life. And one of them was lost from the perspective of heterosexuality. One of these friendships just was lost, and I had the impression that he first wanted to theatrically perform. He wanted to impress others. He had a narcissistic personality, and this eventually developed and got rewarded into acting feminine, acting fabulous, and eventually he found a home for his fabulousness in the gay community. That's all I'm saying. Now, will all extroverts become gay? Certainly not. I'm sure that it's not the case. Whenever you use the word all, think about it. Did my opponent in a debate, in an interaction, when you have to use the word all, and your opponent didn't use the word all, your opponent was talking about a specific case. You have to ask yourself if you're not strawmanning, and I think you have strawmanned me dead star. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, you said on Thursday that you would accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and say that God exists if Elon fires half of Twitter. Can we still hold you to that? Let me try to see if I can find an out, because I really don't want to start accepting Jesus Christ. Ah! There you go. Elon didn't fire exactly half of the Twitter workforce. In fact, he fired half, but he realized that there were some errors. And so Twitter is now reportedly asking some fired employees to return to work. Jesus doesn't exist. God doesn't exist. The universe exists in its physical state. That is all there is. That is all there ever will be. Too bad Elon Musk didn't cross my threshold to accept Jesus Christ. He rehired a couple dozen employees that he realized he may need. So I don't have to be held to my bet, since the circumstances of my bet have not been met. Whew, that one was close. That one was close. Now, Elon Musk confirming on Twitter that not only the whole scene where we see the HQ basically like a five-star hotel, Elon Musk has confirmed on Twitter following a tweet by Wall Street Bets chairman, Twitter employees were sending verification for upwards of $15,000. For certain accounts, mine included, they would refuse to verify you through the standard application and then privately offer to verify you for cash behind the scenes. Investigation needed. Elon Musk said, yup. So that is confirmed. There were employees just making a racket out of the blue check marks because it was becoming such a symbol of social status that people wanted that social status and they wanted to get it quick, and they were getting it by paying these employees under the table. This is what happens when you make a restrictive system. This is what happens when you make an anti-democratic system. And people were complaining that, hey, we'll be able to pay $8 to get this Twitter badge. People were paying much more than $8. They were just paying it in the background. And that is what they're complaining about, really. They are complaining not against the fact that $8 is a lot. They are complaining that $8 is not enough, that more peasants will be having access to the thing that they were willing to pay $15,000 for. That's the situation. Silver Spider says, the stipulation was Elon has to fire 40% of Twitter, plus JF gets brain damage. Yes, I remember mentioning that for me to ever believe in Jesus Christ, I may reach that point at a very old age with some amount of brain damage. And it wasn't 40%, it was 50%. And now we haven't even attained 50%. Elon cannot even fire half of these people. Holy shit. Well, of course, you need some... you need people to maintain those wooden slabs in the shack, those restaurant services. DK Shadow says, I wonder what else they sell. Well, that wouldn't be surprising that they sell double standards for unbanning accounts, because we've seen some unbannings of accounts, and we've seen some accounts not being banned at all and not being striked at all. And that must be because there is sympathy for this celebrity. Maybe there's a Twitter employee that knows them a little bit. It's a whole social system of aristocracy that they've developed. Absolutely scandalous. But now the aristocracy is reverting. And as it happens, when the subordinate monkeys take over the dominant monkeys, Elon Musk has banned Kathy Griffin from Twitter. Elon Musk tweeted, going forward, any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended. Kathy Griffin thought to make a troll, and she started identifying herself as Elon Musk. Within seconds, she was banned. The new Elon Musk world is absolutely efficient. Now you can't have this leftist celebrity trolling. Elon Musk just, boom, Kathy Griffin permanently suspended from Twitter, a woman who had a blue check mark. I guess from the perspective of Elon, that's just $8 lost, and that's not so much. The best that Elon could ever hope to get from Kathy Griffin was $8 a month. And so she's gone now. She was more trouble than $8 a month. This woman has been problematic with her crazy appearances regarding Trump. I'm happy that she's banned. Balloon Nut sends a super chat. He says, hi, JF, do you remember that guest who came on your show to talk about orbs? I still think about him. Oh, yeah, wasn't this the public space episode number 1 or 2 or 3, something like this? Holy shit, this guy. I mean, he must be out there certainly pursuing orbs. You know, this is so reassuring to know that he's out there pursuing orbs wherever he is. It's like, maybe he's got a job in Asia, maybe he moved to the North Pole, but certainly at this location, he pursues orbs. This was so fun to just meet a different mind. That's what we could do on the internet back in the days. That That's what this new media was allowing us to do. Holy shit, that was fun. The guy was just obsessed with video artifacts showing luminous elements in the air. That was beautiful, how fascinated he was and how wrong he was, because ultimately this guy was deluded. Too bad, too bad. I received a super chat during the night. Frame games and yeah, buddy comedy sent a super chat through Entropy. He says, I heard Westworld was canceled. Sorry for your loss. Silver lining, maybe you can cast Evan Rachel Wood for TRP movie since she's unemployed. You deserve that kind of win after the Ashley debacle. I was wondering what does he mean, Ashley debacle? And I guess he means the journalist who contacted me, whose name was Ashley, but who turned out to be a guy. Yeah, quite a disappointment. But yeah, Evan Rachel Woods has been excellent in Westworld in the first seasons. Then it's not her fault, but the script got weak, and you can be the best actor ever. If you don't have someone who knows how to write a script, you're done. So her performance in season 3, 4 is not particularly interesting. They tried to frame her into a Sex and the City type of, I am the writer of my own story. And it's like, no, this is bad by 1990s standard. It is not something that should be appended to the first seasons. It is crap. And Evan Rachel Wood did her best, but you cannot, if you cannot have something good with a good actress if you don't have a good script. Paradigm says, is there even one funny female comedian at all? Sounds like oxymoron. Samantha Bee, maybe the Samantha Bee, Kathy Griffin seem to be the reference for female humor, and I would rate them at around 2.2 on the Daniel Tosh scale. So yes, it's very bad, absolutely. what else do we have in the news? Kathy Griffin suspended. Biden fact checked again. Oh, by the way, I also have a white. I know that I owe you an answer to the question you sent me in DM. Unfortunately, I've been doing so much writing in the last few days, I haven't had time to search through the data, but I'm not forgetting your questions. You are still on the list. I will answer them, but I have to dig more into the particularly the Middle Eastern diversity of genetics. It's not something I'm habituated to. I don't have the data readily available, so I have to look for it. It's gonna take maybe a couple of days still, but I'm not forgetting your question. Dissident Patriots says Biden getting fact-checked again on Twitter. So this time Biden was selecting the lowest number possible to illustrate the common price at gas stations across the country being 3.19. Now, there's lots of this presentation is deceptive, but as the fact check of Twitter points out, Biden is referring to the most common gas price as opposed to the average gas price of 3.80. The most common is the mode gas price. Neither are wrong, and politicians tend to reference the one that is lower. The mode diminishes high gas states from the equation. So a little trick here. When you want to make a number look low, you do the mode and then you do the average and you pick the one that's the lowest, which technically is cherry picking. If you do it that way, it would be a scientific violation to do it that way for the purpose of deceiving. When you have two available measures and you systematically select the lowest one, you give an unfair representation of the real context of the meaning of that number. So yes, I'm happy that Elon Musk is having fun just trolling here, and I don't know if it's Elon Musk manually entering these things. I guess this is presented as something that comes from the community, but we've been seeing so much of them recently on Joe Biden's tweet that there must be some influence of Elon Musk that has at least increased the referencing of these community contributions. Meanwhile, CNN just desperately trying to promote Mastodon. Wait a minute, Mastodon, that's what Gab is on. They have used the Mastodon software. They ended up being in an isolated network that doesn't... that's what Gab tried to do, getting on Mastodon. Eventually, they converge back toward just using the software, but running it themselves because the networking aspect was dysfunctional. But CNN is desperately trying to drag people away from Twitter. Look, these alternative websites, there may be a couple of far-left personalities who will concentrate there, some breadtubers maybe, but the fact is everyone is dependent on having the widest access, and so these alternative attempts, they never work fully. They never work to the point where you're satisfied at your exposure on these alternative networks, simply because of the network effect. The network effect makes it so that any creator, any comedian, any actor wants to have access to the widest public, and now it's been bought by Elon Musk, and so that's going to remain the place. Now you're going to have little circle-jerking specialist communities developing on Mastodon, but it's going to get really painful really fast for them, because one thing that the leftist doesn't want is to live among leftists. They need someone else to drain from. Elon Musk, this is covered in a separate news article. Elon Musk admits Twitter staff sold blue tick verification for up to $15,000. Twitter CEO Elon Musk acknowledged a major lapse on the platform relating to blue tick verifications days after he revealed his plans to charge $8 for it. Twitter CEO Elon Musk acknowledged a major lapse. Recently, a user on the platform claimed that Twitter employees were selling verification for upwards of $15,000. The user further added, "For certain accounts, mine included, they would refuse to verify you through the standard application and then privately offer to verify you for cash behind the scene." Elon Musk answered, "Yup." The Twitter CEO also pointed out how easy it has been to acquire a blue tick verification badge on the platform with the help of third-party apps. Acknowledging this, Musk wrote in another post, "Far too many legacy verified checkmarks were handed out, often arbitrarily, so in reality they are not verified. You can buy as many as you want right now with a Google search. Piggybacking off payment system plus Apple Android is a much better way to ensure verification." Musk's remarks came after Shibetoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Dogecoin, opposed the idea of having to pay $8 per month for the verification feature. So shady. I mean, it's fraud to a certain extent because it is the denial of equal business to the market. And it is fraud to take a public company that has its rules, those are the stated rules, and you can circumvent these rules by paying a guy who is the money going to the company? Is it going to the personal account of the guy? It's very shady, and there won't be cases for it in court, but there could be. You could argue that this is antitrust violation, anti-business, anti-competitive practices. Aaron Carter, singer and brother of Backstreet Boys, Nick, dies age 34. I thought it was a Backstreet Boy who died, but now that I read correctly the title, it's Aaron Carter, the brother of the Backstreet Boys, Nick, Well, with this amount of tattoo and he was consuming a lot of drugs, people were discussing on this card. So it's a sudden unexplained death at 34. But it might be one of the rare cases where the vaccine may not be involved. We don't know. We don't know the cause. People are asking, is it myocarditis related? Given that he was consuming so many drugs, and has been, people were saying on Discord that he was consuming drugs since he was a celebrity at 13, 14. So when you have these young celebrities, they all have something weird about them. It's just not a healthy thing to become a celebrity so early in life. And so I don't remember. Was there were there songs that I know of him? All I know is the Backstreet Boys. I want it that way. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. That's all I know. I've been playing piano and doing the Backstreet Boys music when I was a teenager. I was enjoying the singing with piano. There are good songs to practice to learn how to sing. They are more harmonically complex than the current music, which is all extremely boom, 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 boom. They are more, they have a melody to them. I'm setting my blood to eat. I have no choice. Biden inflation crushes Americans. Gas, groceries, electricity, and rent. The price of everything has soared to four-decade highs under the Biden administration. Household finances are under severe pressure. This guy says, I'm exhausted all the time. On the one day I have off a week, I donate plasma for extra money. Bad idea. Bad idea. I would be surprised that you get enough money to even replenish your full iron and energy reserves. Bad idea. How much are you getting for giving blood? I don't know. It doesn't say the amount. Yeah, I see no amount. But yeah, you're gonna feel exhausted because you are draining yourself from a limiting factor of your cardiovascular health. You are getting rid of all these already made red blood cells, and making them again will cost your body a lot of effort. You can give blood, but if you do it because you're at the border of survival, you're already at the border of survival. Therefore, you already have your body is limit in terms of the nutrients it's getting. If you on top of it disrupt your body by giving the plasma, you're losing energy. You are leaking away yourself. Nicholas Petris says, "Bro, keep your fucking plasma." Holy shit! Yeah, that would be my message. John Drake says, "Seems like Musk will turn Twitter into a payment system. He got the X.com domain back from PayPal. He originally had it with Peter Thiel and planned to use it as a payment system outside of the banking system." That would be awesome. Because who knows where this could lead? It could lead to a complete shortcutting of the banking system. Now that would be great. That would be great. I mean, unless Elon goes censorship with it. But I think that Elon has a fine understanding of the problem with official banking, and especially in America with the censorship that's developing. If Twitter's, $8 charge is just, it's just a way for Elon to test, to expand into the financial industry. That would be beautiful. Now, X, I think, is a bigger dream that he has than just finances. He wants X to be the everything app. But, you know, an app always dreams to be everything at first, and eventually it ends up being something. I believe that an everything app is bizarre as an idea, but an app that revolutionizes finances again, like PayPal did back in the days, but PayPal has been overtaken by groups of interest that are basically the exact same that own banks. So, but Elon may have ideas to create basically a parallel type of economy, perhaps accidentally, because I'm not sure Elon wants to create a parallel economy in the same way that Dan Bongino wants or Andrew Tarba wants. But clearly he has this overarching vision, kind of humanitarian vision of, yeah, we have to stop making clubs here. We have to serve everyone and fairly. And that would already be an advance. And if this could drain away from the flow of money through regular bank accounts and PayPal, that would be welcome. DK Shadow says, I'm sure Elon will try to go the Alipay, Alichat model. Okay, I don't know much about this. I know that it's a huge company, Alibaba or whatever. But any company name that starts with Ali, I cannot take seriously. So it doesn't matter if they are trillionaires. It's like, oh, Alibaba, yes. I associate this with cheap Indian stuff. And it wouldn't matter if they dominate the entire planet eventually. That would still be what happens in my brain. Because to me, Ali is South Asian / Middle Eastern sounding. I can't help it. It makes me think of Alibaba, of Aladdin, of people flying on magical carpets, literally. Crazy Catman says, Alibaba was a thief. I don't even remember the story. It's like my brain, if it starts with Ali, it's my brain obfuscates it. It's amazing, actually. There may be little things in on the earth that I don't want to hear about. And Alipay is one of them. Russia says major dam hit by US-supplied HIMARS rockets. Russia has announced Sunday that a major dam in the Russian-controlled region of Kherson was damaged in a Ukrainian strike using an advanced US-supplied system. Today at 10, there was a hit of 6 HIMARS rockets. Air defense units shut down 5 missiles. One hit a lock of the Kakhovka Dam, which was damaged, Russian news agency quoted local emergency authorities as saying. It's going to be people are saying, AliExpress is Chinese. See, I don't care. It has the name Ali to it. I obfuscate. Doesn't exist. Just bizarre stuff happening in some other place of the world. Crazy Catman says, but I just think of Alibaba when I see AliExpress. Exactly. That's what I think of. And so to me, the association of IDs just flows in my mind. Dubting Thomas says, JF, I have a hypothesis that babies try to dominate your attention so as to keep you from making more babies and thus prevent additional competition. It can happen. And you could generate a few predictions that could be testable in experimental psychology. The prediction would be in a state of abundance. Let's not forget that the baby also has similar interest in having brothers and sisters succeed. Because imagine, the goal of evolution is to make babies. Well, your brother has 25% of genes that ultimately correspond to yours. Genetic similarity Brother, or is it 50? I'm always confused. 50% of their DNA. So let's not forget that from the perspective of the genes, a brother is just as related to you as a baby. Now that's a big thing. So yes, in a state of nature where there are restrictions, where there is no abundance, where there is rarity of nutrients, you would expect this reaction of children to develop. Because if the food is so short in this region that having a brother can mean your death, then certainly you would have this reaction trigger. So we would have to check poverty, the lack of resources, whether it's associated with babies being more demanding onto parents. It's totally possible. You could think that babies would cry more, for example. They would continue crying even when satisfied, just to occupy the parent. That is possible, but let's not forget that if you are in an environment of abundance, having a brother is like having a baby in advance. It's like 50% genetic similarity, boom. It's like you've made a baby and you're not even 1 year old. That is to be considered as part of a kin selection type of argument. Although, you know, these arguments I don't like very much, but here the kin resemblance is so high and equivalent mathematically to having a baby, it has to be considered. So I wonder what Russia will do. I mean, we've been knowing that this whole Ukraine war is a proxy war of the US. Russia now underlines in its own news releases that it is the case. But what can they do? What will they do? Is there a way they can come back at America in a way that would not trigger a nuclear war? Perhaps there is. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, oh no, this one I read. Grapes Coda says, Mom, Dad, and your siblings are all at the same genetic distance. Exactly. Grapes Coda says, that's assuming that they're from the same parent, more so from the same ethnicity. It's true that in a society that is not monogamous, then the sibling is a half-sibling, and then the question is much different. U.S. privately telling Ukraine to be open to negotiations with Putin, isn't that funny? Russia has just been more seriously involved in using its leverage in striking infrastructure for maybe a month in advance for winter. And already the US is folding in the background, asking Ukraine to be more open. Well, the problem is that they have set Zelensky into a habit of rejecting everything from Russia. Let us remind ourselves that 1 year ago, approximately 1 year ago, less than a year ago, Ukraine would have had the opportunity to have a peace agreement with Russia if they had just committed not to be in NATO, given DPR, LPR in Crimea, and that's it. At this point today, they couldn't get out with this. They will lose more than this, and it doesn't look like they will be a member of NATO. So Russia was very generous originally, but Zelensky couldn't take the offer because he was getting money promises from America. But eventually the money will run out and peace will come back as a natural solution. It seems to be what's happening, at least in private discussions. Hopefully this becomes public peace eventually. Dead Star has sent a super chat. He says, do you know anything about Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance? No, I keep hearing that name. I see his name strolling on the social networks, but I have no idea who that is. J.D. Vance. Is an American venture capitalist, author, and politician. Worked at a corporate law firm. Vance became a CNN contributor in 2017. Ohio U.S. Senate campaign. In early 2018, Vance reportedly considered a bid for U.S. Senate, blah, blah, blah. Peter Thiel has given $10 million to protect Ohio values, a super PAC to support Vance in running for the 2022 U.S. Senate election in Ohio. Robert Mercer also gave an undisclosed amount. Vance launched an exploratory committee. Okay, political positions. Vance has been called a populist conservative, backed by venture capitalist Peter Thiel and endorsed by Tucker Carlson. Vance is influenced by fellow Senate candidate Blake Masters, conservative writer Rod Dreher, and neo-reactionary blogger Curtis Yarvin. I'm worried when I see this. Is there gonna be something with secret elves being the key to winning back America? Vance opposes abortion after 15 weeks and said a leaked U.S. Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe v. Wade would be an amazing victory if true. When asked whether abortion laws should include exception for rape and incest, he said, two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, well, immigration. He admonished Trump for demonizing migrants. This seems like a very center position, man. Center right. Paradigm says, what benefits does blue check mark have? No benefit. It's a social status signaling thing. So you get people to fawn at you and to respect you like you're a human being worth respecting. Which is exactly why the Elon Musk decision to extend it to everyone is absolutely what's been needed. Because it's a basic social respect. It's like the leftists actually believe that it makes you some kind of expert. So let's put it in their face that ultimately there's no value in expertise. You are worth the words that you can output. You are worth the arguments that you can state. That's all you're worth. And perhaps everyone having blue check marks will force the leftists to start thinking instead of trying to look for the Fauci expert to guide their life. Ukrainian drone drops bomb on Russian soldier, sending his helmet flying. Okay, we can watch it. So you're gonna see the drone just drop a gravity bomb, in the sense that it's just a bomb that falls. I'm gonna try adjusting my voice here. Hello? Yeah. Okay. I think this should be good. You're going to see the bomb drops from the drone, and the poor guys are in these dug up tranchées. I don't remember the name in English, but they are not thinking at all that a bomb will come from the sky. The bomb comes, just falls right beside him. Boom. Wow. I mean, this is war. Trenches, that's the name in English. This is modern war, done with flying robots. While soldiers are merely just, they're looking for the enemy in front, but the enemy is above. That's why you need absolutely drone control, air control. You need something to protect your troops because it's useless to be in those trenches if those kind of attacks is what happens. Silver Spider says, Modern Warfare 2 looks so real. Well, do you have any reason to believe that this is modern warfare? Because it looks like it's the sun. It looks like one of these mainstream media just bragging about killing Russians, which I mean, we couldn't do on our side of politics. We couldn't laugh and say, "Oh my God, brutal moment at which some Ukrainian gets owned by the Russian." But they can do it. I mean, look at them on YouTube. Brutal moment. Ukrainian drone drops a bomb. And by the way, helmet flying. Is there really a way that a bomb will blow your helmet off without blowing your head off? Seems to me that maybe his head was flying. McCauley sends a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, "I found your show from the ADL website. Glad to be here." Oh yeah, the ADL has been good to the business. You know, when I acquired this advertisement on the ADL website, I was like, "JF, is it worth it?" And I was like, "Yes, it is. Let's pay ourselves this luxury. Let's acquire some web presence on the ADL website." I'm very happy that I was able to acquire this at $0. There is just not another there's just not another publicity marketing firm that will give you the level of publicity of the ADL for $0. All the advertising firms, they all want your money, but I'm a cheap guy, you know. I need to find ways to expand my presence on the internet at zero cost. Because see, you came here from the ADL website, but you're sending me $1. Stefan Molyneux has made the case before. $1 is not enough to live. $1 is not the price for philosophy, my friend. And so I had to cut my expenses. One way you can get publicity is by leading the ADL to believe that you are a Nazi. And I'm not a Nazi. I'm in fact a libertarian. I'm totally anti-socialist. But you can touch upon a few subjects and the ADL will immediately have their little red light pop on you. And I did it. I just did it. Silver Spider says, "JF, it's hard to tell with this war. All the Ghost of Kiev footage was from a video game." Yeah, but you'd think that Ghost of Kiev was a bunch of people on social media. You'd think that the Sun makes some degree of check to ensure that it's an actual video. Now, I know that it's a British tabloid and it's crap. But even the tabloid crap that they publish, I guess they ensure somehow that it's some kind of photo of actual video of an actual thing. I heard a big bang. California man believes a meteorite destroyed his home. Look at this. Whew. Completely destroyed. Prashita said after that loud noise, he started to smell smoke. I went onto my porch and it was completely engulfed in flames. It appears the bright ball of light captured on car and home videos landed in the middle of nowhere. Prochita believes it was a meteor that landed on his house. So this was the video. Fireball just. Wow. It's very rare that we have the video of the meteorite and a serious hypothesis about an event of destruction that happened as a result, a full house destruction. DK Shadow says, "What bad luck or good luck?" Well, he seems to be alive, so that's the good luck, I guess, but you can't really prepare for this. I mean, it happens at such random. You cannot know that it will happen. Mario says, "I remember a few years ago when you invested in BTC from Super Chats. What do you think of the current market, JF?" I think it's totally reasonable to buy BTC right now with the hope of selling in 2, 3 years. But I think it's also reasonable to wait. So perhaps the best thing to do right now is accumulate money, look for the best price. But if you accumulate money that way and there's no economic crisis coming and everything goes back to full Fed craziness, it could be that the current prices are the best you'll ever get. So my position right now is, anyways, I kept my bitcoins through the whole bull run and then the fall. So I just keep my bitcoins. Now, I might be tempted to buy some bitcoins if I see extra money on the account. But I might be tempted also to wait a little bit to see if it drops at 18,000, 15,000, 10,000. But at some point, people will understand that Bitcoin is this massive, beautiful buying opportunity and it won't drop as much. So you want to be open to the idea of buying at 20,000 and with the idea that, okay, maybe it's going to drop to 15,000, 10,000, but maybe not. That's my current position. My current position is I've kept my bitcoins. I'm gonna keep my bitcoins. I'm going to sell them maybe at 180,000 USD. Maybe I'm gonna keep some of them and keep them for when it's worth a million. To me, my confidence in Bitcoin is unshaken. Grapes Coda says, does the ADL have a sick right-wing creator portfolio? Oh yeah, they know what they're doing. You can find some good creators on there. Mario says, I don't think that 10.8K will come, that 85% drop, that's 85% drop from peak. Yeah, it would come if there was a COVID-like crazy event. There could be a crash of the credit markets, a crash of the housing market. There could be a massive recession, maybe a Great Depression. If you have something of that size, you're gonna see very low Bitcoin prices. But it's a big bet to take to bet that it will happen. World War III, it would have to be massive World War III because World War III is kind of already started and it's pretty relaxed. Honestly, I'm chilling just like when there was no World War III. I'm not even feeling it. The recession overall has been extremely soft, extremely uninteresting. It's not been a big bang like the bubble tech exploding and that kind of stuff, or the 2008 crisis with saving banks from bankruptcy, that kind of stuff. So who knows whether these events will happen in the next 1 to 2 years will determine if you get a better price on Bitcoin. But you might want to take the bet that these events will not happen, that the recession will remain soft, that eventually Trump will come back in 2024 and everything will be forgotten, everything will be left behind, and we're going to be back in fully drilling, fully excited economics. And then you might want to put whatever you got into buying Bitcoin at 20,000 because it might be the best price, your best opportunity to do a 10x in the next 4 years. Biden press secretary under fire for mega MAGA Republican comment. A government watchdog group has filed a complaint against White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, alleging that she violated the Hatch Act when she made comments about mega MAGA Republican. Oh yeah, so when they are in official position talking for the White House, they cannot do campaigning. I find these rules kind of harsh. We all know that she's a Democrat. We all know that she's rooting for Joe Biden, for the Democrats on the midterm. Personally, the Hatch Act, I would put it in the trash. McCauley sends $15. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, what's the most realistic scenario for white survival in North America, in your opinion? Big question, I know. Well, I recommend you go check my interview recently on Mark Collett's Odyssey channel. because we talked specifically about this and I told my outlook. I believe that the northern direction is crucial. I believe that within 50 years, there will be no difference between Texas and Mexico in terms of voting, demographics, population. It will be indistinguishable. So that means moving north and moving central to the continent, because you have the leftist elite are gathering along the waterways. And poor populations are just stemming from the equator, because somehow when you reach a certain degree of heat in this world, you can't have anything else than an impoverished population. Somehow that's how it works. So I don't understand all of the mechanisms involved, but what this tells me is central, northern. You go toward the center of the continent and then you go up. And you go up until the cold is so crisp that it's hard living there. So that's what I've been doing. What I foresee is, suppose climate change is real, then the up direction is the natural direction to go. On top of it, it's the natural direction that will allow you to flee from leftists. So personally, it's up, up, up. I will recommend my descendants move up north. I will recommend everyone. At every generation, you can do a little step. You can colonize further. I don't mind doing it because my grandfather, my grandparents, my great-grandparents were colonizer of the, not northern Quebec, because northern Quebec is pretty far, but they were going in colder and colder environments as they were progressing north. That's why I ended up living north of Montreal. So let's deploy this colonialist spirit. Let's not annoy the people who already live there. Let's have respect for the Inuit people, the Native Americans. But let's just slowly bring our fiber optics cable north and survive in a place where, anyways, historically, white people have been very successful in winter environments. So that is the solution to me. There will be pockets of non-northern territory that may allow white reconcentration. I'm thinking the center north of America. I'm thinking, things like Wisconsin actually are becoming pretty leftist liberal Canadian style. So those are places of high concentration of white with black populations living in a liberal leftist way. So long term, it's not going to be good. So we're talking about going to South Dakota, North Dakota. We're talking about, Utah to me seems good demographically right now, but it's probably too close from the heat that eventually Utah will not be the state that it is now. So to me, it's higher than Utah, certainly. And you look at Arizona, verging toward leftism, too desertic. It's too desertic to create a true northern culture of white people surviving through the winter. The winter, I don't know what's the winter like in Arizona, but I'm sure it's pretty soft, too soft. McCauley says, is there anything in Nunavut? Those are the territories I like. Nunavut, Yukon, Alaska, Northwest Territory. No, there's not much. The populations are super low there. Sometimes they got fiber optics because of government programs aimed at extending availability of the internet to Native American communities. This is awesome. I mean, it means that you go get all of the advantage of living in a community of 500 people, and yet you're connected to the internet so much so that you can make a living on it. I'm telling you, and you pay your houses ridiculous prices, ridiculously low. I mean, You pay your houses. You could literally pay your house cash from working at McDo a year. That's basically what me and Mama JF have done. When I got to know Mama JF, I had zero money on the side. I had zero money available. I worked my ass off for a year, rose on YouTube, gathered enough money to buy a house cash in these regions, and we bought the house cash. That is how it's done. You can spend your life as a slave of the system, in places where you will overpay everything because you're competing with other human beings for what's available. Or you can follow your colonial spirit. And colonial doesn't mean I would never impose my presence on a people. I would never come where I'm not invited. But you can colonize nothingness. You can colonize places where space is so available that not a single person will ever think that you're taking too much of it. Biden press secretary, okay, the Hatch Act, I don't care. Americans moving to Mexico at a record pace. See, that's the wrong direction. That is the wrong direction to go. Up 85% since pre-COVID. But you have to understand the phenomenon here. We have a blending with Mexico, and this is exactly what I was just talking about in answer to the super chat. Mexico will become undistinguishable from Texas, from California, and so you're going to have a bilateral movement. The reason so much movement is done is there are plenty of people right now in America who are equally attached to Mexico. So they are going down and they'll come back also. And depending on the circumstances, the taxes, the COVID rules, they will go wherever feels better to them. NYT engaging in a baseless conspiracy theory that has been debunked. Russia reactivates its trolls and bots ahead of Tuesday's midterm. The only thing we ever got that truly was located in Russia for bots farm and troll farms was like an internet company that I had never heard about, that I had never seen any of their stuff. They made like a couple of posts on Facebook, and that's it. No one ever, it never impacted the election. And yet, this is the only criminal case that supposedly, and we're just at the alleged level because the people who have committed these acts on the internet are Russian, and you'll never get them in an American court of law. So we are only at the level of allegations that these bot farms exist, but the size of the bot farms that we have seen was ridiculously low. We're talking about a lower web print than me. I'm bigger than all Russian troll bot farms taken together that have been proven. They should worry about me, not about the Russian trolls. Stenberg says, at this point, only idiots still believe this. So just in case Republicans win, they make the call activation to make these people mass protest. Are you telling me that you expect the Democrats will deny the legitimacy of the elections? How will they do this with their new YouTube rules that they've made? They can't say now that the elections are illegitimate. They made it illegal on the internet. Why is the left so afraid of Twitter, uttered by Alan Dershowitz via the Gatestone Institute? A campaign is currently underway by left-wing organizations and politicians to demand that Twitter, now owned by Elon Musk, continue its practice of censoring hate speech and other objectionable postings. We, the undersigned organizations, call on you to notify Musk and publicly commit that you will cease all advertising on Twitter globally if he follows through on his plans to undermine brand safety and community standards, including gutting content moderation. So the leftists are trying to leverage the companies. They're trying to get the companies to say, we're going to remove our money from Musk if Musk doesn't do A, B, C. As Thomas Jefferson wrote in 1801, we have nothing to fear from the demoralizing of some if others are left free to demonstrate their errors, and especially the law stands ready to punish the first criminal act produced by false reasoning. These are safer correctives than the conscience of a judge. I don't know what that means. Decades ago, during the height of McCarthyism, it was the hard right that demanded censorship, while the left insisted that the marketplace of ideas should be left open to all forms of speech. It's fascinating, this shift that we've seen, because we've seen it in my lifetime. The left converting into a force of censorship. All of this because they lost a couple of arguments on YouTube. That's what it is. People obtained free speech, the available individual public speech on the internet. The first thing we did was crap cat videos. And then after a couple of years of thinking about it, we started framing arguments that would demolish the leftist narrative. And these arguments were good. But just because the leftists lost the fight for the free market of ideas, they went for censorship, and now they're paying the price for it. DK Shadow says, I've seen it everywhere. Skeptics trademark, atheist trademark. Yeah, it was a whole generation of secretly liberal thinkers who all that was needed to get these people out of the hole, out of this leftist hole, was some trigger, you know, so some, oh yeah, here's a couple of facts about race. What do you think? And they all got out of their holes like whack-a-mole games, like, and we were like just triggering them to come out. And they all came out. Beautiful. But now we're stuck with, they've decided to violently dominate the public space. But yeah, Mario, it was fun to watch, lol. It was freaking funny what's been happening in the last few years. I can't believe that I ended up on Odyssey and we are hiding in our little corner of the internet for the storm to pass. I'm waiting for the storm to pass. And then I hope that I'll get back on Twitter and that I can keep throwing some arrows toward the leftists. Grapes Coda says, haha, some YouTube videos and 4chan posts tore apart decades of leftist thought. Yeah, it all happened in a year or two, and just the fundamentals of leftist self-deception just fell all of a sudden. Decisions on Wisconsin election integrity lawsuits revealed as election day nears, with frequent comments about the topic from gubernatorial and Senate candidates, and multiple legal rulings announced this week. Election integrity remains front and center in Wisconsin as the November 8th election day draws closer. What I have the impression is we are being told we cannot say that the election was stolen, right, on the internet. It's subject to high censorship, not here on Odyssey, but in many places where my friends have remained, like YouTubers, they can't say this. And yet you have this repeated flow of election decisions that say this practice is illegal. But it's illegal for 2022 and it's illegal for 2024. And it was also in operation in 2020. So you can't say that 2020 was stolen, but you can say that the practices that were used back in 2020 have been now found to be illegal for the 2022 election. Police refused to release mugshot of Pelosi hammer attack suspect. We do not own the rights to mugshots. San Francisco Police Department does. That was the sheriff's office speaking. So somehow the sheriff office says we don't own the rights to mugshots. The San Francisco Police Department does. So I guess that a journalist should do a public records request to the San Francisco Police Department. I don't think it's that important. Will the mugshot include some evidence? I mean, I'm guessing that he will look like someone who just hit Paul Pelosi with a hammer. That's what I'm guessing. The mugshots, I don't think will contain any superb detail. With competing Florida rallies Sunday, Trump and DeSantis preview a potential GOP presidential primary showdown. So apparently they are sending arrows at each other on the campaign trail. I think it's very sad that America would have to choose between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And right now, the surveys seem to indicate that Trump is at 70% support within the Republican base, I think, and Ron DeSantis is at 10%. That's really too bad because Ron DeSantis is a man of quality who has been succeeding at changing Florida a lot. Not perfect, but perhaps better than Trump. Perhaps better than Trump. So at 10%, I'm like, there's basically no chance that he's gonna get the nomination. So we have to accept it. I guess it's going to be Trump. But why don't we have a Trump DeSantis ticket? How would that not work? Instead of having Mike Pence as vice president, Ron DeSantis. But Trump has decided to start calling Ron DeSantis names, so I guess that's unlikely. When Trump call you a name, you won't become his vice president. He has called Ron DeSantis Ron the Sanctimonious. It warms my heart because it makes me think about 2016, 2017, when every day there would be a new Trump nickname. It's every day, just a new wave of news. Just Trump just called someone Piggy Piggy and someone else Low Energy, and but now he's calling DeSantis the Sanctimonious. It's not as hot as it used to be, you know. What we knew in the early days of COVID, an excellent article that reviews, you know, how the leftists are currently trying to push the idea that we didn't know anything. We were in the dark. We were making quick decisions in the dark. Well, this article shows that we knew a lot, and we knew here on this show. We reviewed and we were reasonable. They review all of the evidence, at what date it showed up. January 24, I mean, as early as the discovery of COVID. And the doctor warns that mass quarantine won't work and will devastate society. You had people who knew exactly what was being done to society, and they were exactly telling us what would be ineffective. On March 1st, this is early. Sweden says no effective measure to let healthy school children stay at home. Boom, they were right. And it's again and again, just March, 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 April, April. There were plenty of people intelligent enough to figure out that society was being destroyed for no reason at all. And yet we took the path of moral panic and medical panic. That is it for tonight, boys. These days I'm working very hard, working on the moral signal, writing. So I live a very isolated life. Like 10, 12 hours a day, I'm in front of my computer just typing. That is what it is. So I'm less connected to the news, but I will continue skimming it off a couple of hours per day so that I can prepare this show. But I think we'll get a moral signal as soon as I can. I don't want to say a date because I've been so wrong about it, but we're getting a good book. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all tomorrow. Thank you.